Cases of COVID-19 have peaked in parts of the country, but the numbers are so high that hospital beds are getting scarce in some areas. The U.S. is averaging about 800,000 new cases every day. That is triple the number from a year ago. Every day, some 1,800 people are dying from COVID-19. So let's talk now to Dr. Bertha Hidalgo. She's an epidemiologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham School of Public Health. Dr. Hidalgo, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me today.
Now, let's start with Alabama, where new cases are at or near an all-time high, and more than 100 people in your state have died from COVID-19 in just the first 2 weeks of the year. What does the surge look like there?
Yes, well, as you noted, we too in the state of Alabama have surpassed the numbers that we saw this summer with the Delta peaks, and just this last week saw almost 60,000 new cases. That is an all-time high for the state. We currently have over 2,000 individuals hospitalized, and we have a serious situation with hospitalizations related to kids. 92 kids were hospitalized this past Sunday. In total, that's a cumulative number. And I think those are some of the highest numbers that we've seen for pediatric hospitalizations since the pandemic began.
Well, I want to ask you more about children in vaccinations. Alabama is below the national average in vaccinations. About 48% of the people are fully vaccinated there, compared to about 63% nationally. But for kids 5 to 11, this is across the country, only 17% in the country are vaccinated. Does that worry you?
Oh, it worries me significantly. In the state, we only have about 10.5% of kids that are aged 5 to 11 who have initiated the vaccine series. And among the 12 to 17-year-olds, only 35.5 have initiated their vaccine, which means that we have many kids in the 5 to 17 years of age range who may only have a single dose that they've gotten so far, let alone the second and potentially booster for those that are eligible. And so I think this leaves us with a really vulnerable population, especially because Omicron is so highly transmissible. There really just is fertile ground for this virus to run rampant through our population in the state.
And what message in Alabama works to get people vaccinated? This issue, as we all know, is so politicized at this point.
Yes. Well, we've been working really hard to try and understand what it is that will compel individuals to embrace the vaccine, to become less hesitant about it. And I think that it really comes down to individual level conversations. There's just so much misinformation that has penetrated our communities that has made people really uncertain about how well the vaccine works, whether it's safe, its ingredients, et cetera. And I think that the individual conversations take a lot of time, but they are really crucial to improving our vaccination rates in the state. And really, it's ensuring people that the vaccines are safe, that they're working to protect us against very severe illness, hospitalization, and death, and that it's something that we should really consider as a community to improve the health of our loved ones and friends.
Yeah. And just coming back to the country, some parts of the country have likely passed the peak of Omicron as far as cases nationally. Just briefly, how do things play out, you think, in the next month or two?
Well, that's something that we've been talking a lot about at the university. And I think our model suggests that the state of Alabama may be peaking in the next 2 to 3 weeks. What I think is unclear is how quickly the decline will happen. And if the decline does not happen as quickly as our increase in cases occurred, then I think that we may be in for a long sort of end to this surge, which inevitably will continue to affect our hospitalizations, our ability for teachers and other employees to be at their workplaces, for kids to be in school, et cetera. And so I think that February, we may still continue to see some of those effects.
Bertha Hidalgo is an epidemiologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Scott.